This is Carl Thomas, and you're listening to the Tomorrow's Leaders podcast, and I'm with another rising star, James.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Thank you for having me today.
Thanks for being here. Can you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Absolutely. So I'm James Morris-Manuel. I'm the VP for Europe, Middle East, and Africa for Matterport.
What is Matterport?
So Matterport is a software provider. We've essentially invented a 3D camera that allows you to capture the inside of properties so that the end user viewing the space can walk around as if they were actually there. They can see the size, the space, they've got complete freedom to move. But because we are a 3D product, you're able to check the XYZ coordinates as well, so you can measure areas within the property. So if you wanted to see how wide a doorway was, you would be able to measure that from the media.
How did you end up doing this?
Well, it's a long story, a long journey, but I'll try and keep it short. The beginning of my career was at Cushman & Wakefield. I started there in 2004, end of 2004, beginning of 2005. I worked in the shopping center leasing team, in the retail team, and was there all the way through to the recession. After the recession, I went to a company called Aylesheath Buchanan and Neave, who did distribution warehouses for some of the big funds. And then I started a company called Virtual Walkthrough. Virtual Walkthrough we ran all the way through till 2016, and in July 2016, sold the business to Matterport. And I've stayed on with Matterport to head up their Europe, Middle East, and Africa expansion. And I made the move from property into technology as the recession came in. I decided that I wanted to be in a market that was growing faster. But also during my time at Cushman's and Aylesheath Buchanan Neave, I noticed that there were a lot of inefficiencies that could be addressed very effectively with the application of technology.
So were you thinking that you still want to be in property, but you know, at this tech element to it, or do you just want to purely do tech and property came as a sort of convenient add-on?
So absolutely. The beginning of the journey of my life, I wanted to be in tech. I wanted to be in property. That was how I started my career. I wanted to be in property. I have grown up with property in the family and other members who work in property. So it was something that I always knew, something that I liked, something that I believed I would be good at. So I went into the traditional property career as an agent in the retail leasing team. And as I grew as an individual, I realized that actually I wanted to do something that would help the industry move forward. And technology was really one of those possibilities. We had a website at the time at Cushman & Wakefield, and we were uploading all of the shops that we had available. And I remember it was a 4 or 5 day process to be able to take the photos, take the data, and upload it onto the website. And all of that now has become so much more efficient, so much streamlined. I'm talking about simple things like putting properties on the website effectively. There was, you know, that's the beginning of the journey. Now every property company has an amazing website with all the properties listed. So I realized that the way that the market and customers specifically wanted to search for property, buy property, was going to change. And that was part of the reason why we started Virtual Walkthrough, which was a more effective way of consuming a property. Traditionally, you had 2D photos and floor plans. And when we started the business, it gave people the ability to walk around a property as if they were actually there. And that was Virtual Walkthrough. But now with Matterport, which is 3D, it gives you the ability to walk around as if you're actually there. But because you have the 3D data, you have all of these extra business benefits, including giving us the ability to be the number one player for virtual reality. So we have the largest VR library in the world at Matterport. And that's only been possible because we have the 3D data.
What's it like being an employee again after being self-employed for so long?
Great question. It's different, that's for sure. But it's been great, actually. I've really, really enjoyed the transition into being an employee. There are lots of benefits. So, for example, when we were a virtual walkthrough, we were about 20 people, and Matterport is 220 people. So we're a much bigger business now, and it's actually great because you don't have to deal with some things that you know you aren't good at. So I know what I'm good at, but I also know I'm not good at certain things to do with finance and accounting, and now we have a whole finance team who can take that off of my plate. From a sales point of view, you know, in the early days, you're doing sales, but you're also doing a lot of support work and account management work, which actually should go into another department. So now we have a whole support team who are amazing, who help people with the cameras, use them more effectively, and tips and tricks on how to use the camera.
Do you ever feel territorial about virtual walkthrough or feeling like, oh, Matterport is taking this away from me?
Not at all. Absolutely not. That was part of the reason why we sold the business, is because we believed that Matterport had the ability to further the technology and further the company, which has proven true. So in terms of the tech itself, you know, Matterport, we sunsetted the old camera from virtual walkthrough. Matterport took a few of the things that they liked, and we moved forward with the Matterport camera, which has got 3D scanning capabilities, which we didn't have at virtual walkthrough. And we have grown very fast since then. So it was definitely the right decision to sell the business, and definitely the right decision to continue the journey with Matterport, because we have been able to achieve, you know, big growth from a revenue point of view, and growth from a geographic point of view. You know, we now sell into all of Europe, Middle East and Africa. And the product, of course, is continually growing. So those three facets have been amazing, and Matterport are doing an amazing job.
How easy or challenging was it to move from property to tech?
It's always a challenge. I think the challenge from moving from employee to self-employed is always something that is risky. I was young enough at the time that I was very happy to take the risk, and maybe naive enough to not see what the risk really was. I think it's something that I should admit to now. It's because it is a risk. You're going from a safe environment as an employee into what is basically the unknown, and you're trying to build a business and a market right as the recession was, you know, in full swing, but with the viewpoint that as the recession ends and people start to really address their business spend, you're hoping that you've got a product that will solve some of their problems, so they will want to spend money with you. So that was the view that I took at the time, which paid off.
How do you envisage the future of property? What are the big things that are on your agenda for the industry to fix and to improve on in the next 5-10 years?
That's a very broad question.
It is very broad.
There's so much change. There's so much change. And I think what's lovely about the property industry is it is such a large, established industry where you have so many individuals, businesses, companies, types of businesses, types of asset. So you've got residential, commercial, industrial. There are so many things in that all sit underneath the sort of the bucket, or sit in the bucket of property. There are so many applications. So it's quite hard to answer, you know, what do I think the big changes will be? Efficiency is definitely one. And that's going to apply to everything, whether it's, you know, building maintenance all the way through to how leasing is executed. So efficiency is always going to be one of the top things. The role that individuals play within property, I think, will also change. So as new innovative or disruptive technologies come into the property market, it will enable people who, for example, estate agents who have a big chunk of their day-to-day is administrative tasks, putting together marketing brochures, putting together details, putting together collateral for the marketing of that property, that will all become much more efficient, much quicker, easier to get online, easier to distribute, and it will enable them to spend more of their time doing deals and negotiating, which is where the real value is, rather than administrative work that comes with it. So I think those will be some of the changes that we see very quickly, and a lot of them are already happening, especially in residential, where you have the customer who is demanding more from the agent.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the changes that you're already bringing into the industry, how receptive has the wider industry been to what you provide and what you're innovating on?
So the industry has been very receptive. In the early days, the industry was a little bit more hesitant to change. But I also discussed this exact question with a number of other founders of tech companies. And they all believe in the last 12 months, 18 months, the market has become very, very receptive and all embracing the fact that businesses are not going to look the same. So if whether you're a big corporate or a small independent working in the property market, everybody is now on the same kind of wavelength that the market and the industry is not going to be the same in 20 years. It's not going to look the same. It's not going to transact in the same way. Processes will be different. And everybody is looking at how do we get from here to there in the most effective way. So whether that's change management or whether they're bringing in new CTOs to, you know, help navigate this journey. But everybody, I think, is now on the path of how do we bring this industry forward.
Do you think it's easier or harder to stand out with a meaningful product now than it was 5-6 years ago? I'd imagine back then, you know, there might not have been that kind of acceptance in the industry as a whole, but maybe you'd be the first to do something. But now I'd imagine maybe the industry's getting a bit crowded with all these new startups trying to solve similar issues.
Now today there's a lot of choice out there for companies to choose from. There's a lot of technology companies that are doing a slightly different take on solving the same problem. And I think it's important for companies to decide who is the long-term partner for me. So when they're presented with three tech companies or prop tech companies that can solve their issues, they should be looking at themselves thinking, is this the prop tech company that's going to grow with me? Do they say have the same vision as me? Are they going on the same journey as me? And can we support each other?
And what's your aspiration now, personally or professionally?
I love what I do, and I'm, you know, heading up Matterport's EMEA expansion because I believe in the market, I believe in the product, and I genuinely believe that the media that we have created will change the way that properties are marketed globally. And I'm really enjoying being part of that and helping the whole industry come forward, you know, to better represent the physical asset and making that a digital asset. Because as soon as you take a physical property and make it a digital property, it opens up so much opportunity of what you can do with that digital asset.
And is there one piece of advice or any nuggets of wisdom that you've learned over the years that you'd want to leave the listeners with if they're just starting out in property, for example?
Yeah, I mean, I think the things that have stood me in good stead over the years is being relentless, not giving up, and whether that's, you know, in your career at property, your career in property, or whether you're doing a startup, just, you know, not giving up, working harder and longer than everybody else is something that's been very important to me. Being industrious with how you approach a problem or how you approach a market. Those three have been very important for, you know, my journey, and I believe is very useful for others.
Thank you, James, and good luck.
Thank you very much.